drop a lot of odd objects onto your country from the air. And some of these objects will be useful, and some of them will just be odd, proving that these oddities were produced by a people free enough to think of making them in the first place. The U.S. helps, not harms, developing nations by using their natural resources and raw materials. Privately funded study has recently revealed that one of the reasons Chrysler is going under financially is that some of the plant's computers have delayed access to the robot welders. The job of these robot welders is to drop molten steel onto sections of the frame as they come along the assembly line. When a problem develops further up the line, the robot welders continue to drop this metal and make these kind of welding motions, even though there are no cars on the line. It takes several hours to shut the plant down, so at the rate of 50 cars an hour, Chrysler has the capability to produce approximately 200 slag heaps in this time period before the plant can be totally shut down.
Good evening. Welcome to Difficult Listening Hour. The spot on your dial for that relentless and impenetrable sound of difficult music. So, sit bolt upright in that straight-back chair, button that top button, and get set for some difficult music. I came home today, and I opened the door with my bare hands, and I said, "Hey, who tore up all my wallpaper samples? Who ate all the grapes? The ones I was saving?" And this guy was sitting there, and I said, "Hey, hell, what's going on here? And he had this smile. And when he smiled, he had these big, white teeth, like luxury hotels on the Florida coastline. And when he closed his mouth, it looked like a big star. And I said to myself, holy smokes, looks like some kind of guest-host relationship to me. And I said, hey, pal, what's going on here anyway? Who are you? And he said, now, I'm the soul doctor. And you know, language is a virus from outer space. And hearing your name is better than seeing your face.
There's any such thing as the Japanese language. I mean, they don't even know how to write. They just draw pictures of these little characters. And when they talk, they just make sounds that more or less sync up with their lips. That's what I think. He might have been a hat check clerk at an ice rink, which in fact he turned out to be. And I said, oh boy, right again. Let X equal. Lights are out tonight. Let X equal X. Write a book, and this book would be thick enough to stun an owl, because I can see the future, and it's a place about 70 miles east of here, where it's lighter. Linger on over here. Got the time. Let X equal X. World War II, the Russians were testing their parachutes. Sometimes the chutes didn't open and a lot of troops were lost this way. During the invasion of Finland, hundreds of troops were dropped in the middle of winter. As usual, some of the chutes didn't open, and the troops fell straight down into the deep snow, drilling holes 15 feet deep. The Finnish farmers would then get out their shotguns, walk out into their fields, find the holes, and fire down them. During the 1979 drought in the Midwest, American farmers began to rent their property to the United States government as sites for missile silos. They were told some of these silos contain Minutemen, and some do not. Some are designed to look like ordinary corn and grain silos. The military called these the decoy silos, but the farmers called them the scarecrows. The government also hinted that these silos might be connected by hundreds of miles of railroad in an underground shuttle system. This is the breadbasket. These are the crops. The shot heard round the world. The farmers, the Minutemen, the farmers, the ones who were there. Down.